Hey, 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 good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mondays with Maggie, special Tuesday edition. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that Sundays, 12:30, WJCL-TV, here in the Savannah Hilton Head Market. On the other end of the line, Margaret, we call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a rambunctious, will be the word I choose to use, last few days for me. And from what you were telling me via text and otherwise, it's been a rip snort for you as well, huh?
This has been the past week has been the craziest week of my year so far.
Well, I guess those are good problems to have. It's the summers are usually crazy for me. I've been saying it to anybody who will give me 10 seconds to listen. Summers traditionally around here are quiet and slower, but it's just been nuts.
Yes, for me.
Same with you?
Yes. I mean, normally the summers, you know, it's precisely why I took on doing the show at Seaglass Stage, because, you know, typically I have a lot of time on my hands, but this past week was just nutsball crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw it on social media, but we finally pulled back the curtain on a massive project we've been working on, PoolerEats.com. And that has rolled out, and now promotion of that begins. And then I spent the weekend at the Plant Riverside District, which you and I will talk about another time here, eating. They have 13 food and beverage venues on that property here at the JW Marriott in Savannah, and I spent the weekend
there. That's amazing.
Friday to Sunday, and my job was, air quote job, was to eat at all of them in 3 days.
Oh, you could tackle that no problem.
Well, it was most certainly work, because at the same time we're taking pictures and we're shooting video, and because it's going to be an episode of the TV show coming up probably September. But it was a bear, but it was fun. I won't deny that. But it was work. So yeah, I've been in a pressure cooker as a result. I'm a little bit under the weather today. Nothing too terribly dramatic, thankfully. Knock on wood. Hopefully, when we're done here, I'll take some Dayquil and veg in front of a TV for just a couple hours. I'll work this afternoon, but I'm taking the morning off. I have decided. You are entering your final week for your play, final weekend, I should say. Yeah.
Yes. So this coming weekend will be our last three shows, and I too have been, pumping Emergency and, you know, really just trying to take naps, you know, get in some rest where I can. Several of the cast members have gotten sick, and as you know, when one person goes down in a play, everybody else is soon to follow. So I've really been trying to take care of my health here, and thank goodness this week is a light load. I can, you know, rest. I can work from home. Take my time, eat healthy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I'm in the exact same boat. Very literally, an hour ago, I was taking my wife to work, and when I was driving home, unlike last week where I had three work-related dinners in a row, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, when I was driving home just now, I was thinking, I got nothing this week. No, I got nothing tonight. I got nothing tomorrow. I might go see a friend for dinner tomorrow, but I'm not sure about that. It's a choice. I don't have to go. And I thought, I've actually got nothing through Sunday, which I thought, you know what? I'm not even going to go outside if I don't have to. It's been so crazy. And I have to say, you know, no one wants to hear me complain. I consider myself incredibly blessed and the luckiest man in the world to be as busy as I am during the summer. But it's sometimes you just need a rest, especially, you know, when being out in this heat zaps you. You know that.
It sure does.
But all of that said, we do have something interesting that I wanted to share with you as a as an island resident, something new that has come online just literally yesterday, Monday, the 22nd, they opened here in Savannah. It's a brand new Irish pub. Had you heard anything about the Wexford Pub?
No.
The Wexford Pub is now open at City Market, right there at Ellis Square in the heart of downtown Savannah.
Yeah.
And for those people who love Irish pubs and traditional pubs, Maggie, I'm telling you, this place is just, I wrote about it for Connect Savannah this week and CH2 magazine for Maggie Washoe. It is a crown jewel for Savannah. It is a 14,000 square foot pub.
Holy mackerel, that's huge.
It is massive. It is two floors. They have live music upstairs on the weekends. It's just beautiful. You know, the history of the space, not the space, but the history of this idea. I was chatting. I got a nice tour from one of the partners, Jennifer Strickland, whose family, the Strickland family, created River Street Suites. They are the owners of this pub. And she gave me a little nickel tour of everything in this pub. When I tell you that every single thing on the walls of this pub has a story, has a history, has a meaning. You know, I asked her when she gave me the whole, this and these names are here for this reason, and this plaque is here for this reason, and this was a ticket that we found that was an old boat ticket when people were coming over here, and I'll get into the history of what this museum is about in a second, but when she told me this was an old ticket that we found online, and we thought, wow, would it be great to duplicate it, to recreate it and make it big and put it up on a wall to show what the boat tickets looked like for the people who came over from Ireland. You obviously That's know cool. that Savannah has a significant tie to Irish history and Irish heritage, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Well, the whole premise for this pub is to be a part museum for that history.
That's super cool.
It is very cool, and it all started, I'm not going to go too deep into the history, anybody could look it up if they want, 1845, the Great Potato Famine. People were dying, obviously, 1 million people died from hunger, starvation, and 2 million left Ireland altogether, and a lot of them came here. And those people that came here, obviously, you know, became part of the fabric of this community here in Savannah, and created, you know, the Irish heritage that we have here. And so everything in this pub is an homage or a replica or a dedication to that history. It's pretty amazing.
I want to check that out. That is so neat.
Yeah.
I do have Irish blood, as you can probably tell.
yeah.
By the way, I look, but that would be really cool to dive into that.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's in the old Wild Wing space there at City Market, and I knew, Jennifer told me, I said, how long did it take from the moment you said you guys decided we're going to go for it to today, which was yesterday, opening day? And she said, July of 2020. And I did the math real quick, obviously, you know. That's 4 years.
Yeah.
They hired a design firm out of Dublin with offices in Atlanta to make everything as authentic as they possibly could. They bought every bit of furniture in Ireland. It came over in shipping containers. When I tell you, Maggie, they spared no expense here. This is going to be a tourist attraction. It's pretty amazing. If you appreciate history, and I most certainly do, I consider myself a history buff. Yeah, it's a pub. Okay, cool. It's a beautiful pub. Okay, cool too. But if you appreciate the history, then you could spend easily 2 hours in there just looking at all the stuff on the walls. It's really, really cool.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're going to need to do that.
Describe the menu.
The food, of course, the food. It's pub food. There was fish and chips. There's a shepherd's pie. There's pot roast. There's
the good ones.
All the stuff, but also, you know, they recognize the market. There's chicken wings. There's chicken tenders. There's a double smash burger. They have one appetizer that they call them. It wasn't fish batons. It was some other word, batons, but they're little fish sticks. And Jennifer told me she had them somewhere in Ireland a couple of years ago, and she said, "Oh, these are amazing. We got to put them on the menu." So they recreated that. You know, pub food. All the beers on tap, the Guinness and the Harps and the Smithwick's and all of that. I mean, you know, it's a beautifully appointed pub. And those of you who listen to this podcast regularly and would like to see it, I'm going to feature it and my tour on the TV show this weekend. And then it'll go to YouTube if you don't want to, you know, watch TV or don't have cable anymore. But it'll be on YouTube next week. Yeah, the food was good. There was the star of the show. I took my daughter with me. The star of the show was a Bailey's Irish cream cheesecake.
Mmm. Yum.
Locally made. Apparently a little old lady down the street makes them. And I'm curious to see how she's going to be able to keep up, because that thing should be the most popular thing in the restaurant, I think.
Wow.
Not to say...
And with 14,000 square feet, how many does it seat?
You know, I don't know.
Hundreds.
Yeah, I would say 150, 60.
Mm.
Yeah, and that's inside. Outside, there's going to be seating. And they're going to do like... It's a vibe like you guys have on the island quite a bit. You know, you roll up and there's a guy playing acoustic music outside and you can sit and enjoy a beverage.
Okay.
That's how they're going to do it outside. But inside, upstairs, there's a stage, you know, with all the audiovisual equipment and all that stuff. And it's going to be on the weekends, Thursday through Saturday, I believe, you know, legit live music indoors, upstairs. And there's
that's great that they've accounted for that space indoor, because then they'll never be affected by the weather.
Correct. Correct. Well, yeah. There used to be a stage there. It goes that corner of City Market has been many, many things, and it used to have live music once upon a time. So it's had a stage all along. They just cleaned it up impeccably. And when I tell you, I'd hate to have been the person signing checks for all of this stuff, because it's just so incredibly beautiful. But that's business, and they're gonna do very, very well. Yeah, I wrote about it for CH2 magazine, and anybody who's looking for a weekend day trip, something different, you would be I don't know what the word is, but you'd be doing yourself a favor, especially if you like pubs and air conditioning and the whole bit this summer. Come over and check out Wexford Pub. And it's named Wexford Pub because a lot of the people who came from Ireland came from County Wexford. And that's the name of it. So do you enjoy a good pub, a proper pub, as they say?
I sure do. I'm not much of a tap beer drinker. But I definitely, you know, we have Riley's.
Yeah.
Over here in Hilton Head, that's wildly popular. I mean, yeah. It's one of the most popular. It's if in Hilton Head, if somebody were to say, you know, point me to the Irish pub, Riley's rolls off the tongue like immediately.
Yeah.
Wonderfully owned by Tom and Diane Riley of Irish descent. And run exclusively by their family. And then, of course, they're in a bar group, the Crab Group, and they're managing and running, owning other restaurants on the island as well. But yeah. They've just got it dialed in. And they've been on the island since I was in high school, so I'm very used to that whole feeling Irish pub thing.
Yeah, there's. I like sitting outdoors at Riley's when the weather cooperates.
great atmosphere.
Yeah.
That was one of the best things they did, was to create that space out there and to really.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you drive by, you look over, they're packed. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. They've got so many TVs, and it's very popular during football season.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, it's just kind of the go-to congregate place.
Yeah. I'm a fan of what they do sitting out there. I've gone and sat by myself in a corner and watched some late games a couple of 2-3 times. I do enjoy it. Are there now that you mentioned Riley's, and I was like, yeah, okay. The only other one, and they like to call it, and we're back to Coligny since you've been spending so much time there. they like to call it a dive bar. I don't think it is at all, capital A-T-T-A-L-L, at all a dive bar, but it is a nice looking pub, and that's the Earl of Sandwich.
Well, the Earl, honestly, I haven't eaten there as many times as I should have in my lifetime, but that has been the Earl of Sandwich since the very beginning. So when you look at so many of our establishments here have changed hands over and over and over again. In fact, we've talked about this before. It's, you know, kind of the island joke is someone will ask you where such and such restaurant is, and you'll say, oh, is that where such and such used to be?
Right.
Because of the turnover. But the Earl has always been there. I don't know that it's it's not a legit dive bar, but I think it's kind of a dive bar in the sense that, like, the decor hasn't changed, like, for 50 years.
Right, right.
It's kind of got the old, tired feel, but that's the charm.
Right.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think their food is Irish at all, so I don't think it's an Irish pub, but it's the good bar food, you know.
Yeah.
Good. Their French dip is really good.
A lot they of their stuff really is good. Well. Their Reuben is great.
Great cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah. No, I enjoy the food there. I enjoy the food there. It was funny. I did a thing on National Dive Bar Day a couple of weeks ago, and somebody said, oh, I like your list, but I'd add the Earl. I'm like, yeah, no. And for my money, you know, all day long, everybody's welcome to have their opinion, and mine is it's not at all a dive bar, especially when you put it up against the list that I put out a couple of weeks ago. It's like, woof. I enjoy the Earl very much as a pub. I don't know that they're I'm scanning the area in my head, and you know, I suppose British Open is a proper pub.
Yes it is, and they've got great fish and chips.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. They're in Wexford, yeah. Right?
They're in Wexford Shopping Center, yes.
Yeah.
And they've got one out in Sun City, too.
Yeah, they do. That's actually the only one I've been to. I've not been to the one at Wexford. How about that?
Oh, it happens. Interesting.
Yeah. So, yes, that's your homework assignment at some point. If you'd like, give me some heads up, and I'll go with you. We can check out Wexford Pub. Pubs in the summer don't usually mix. For me, pubs are a little more chilly weather thing, yeah?
Totally agree. I mean, you know, let's talk about shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Pot roast.
Yeah.
I mean, these are comfort dishes that, you know,
yeah.
Exactly. When the weather is a little bit colder, you know, that's a go-to.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know Riley's and I know British Open Pub as well have salad options because, as you know, I try to keep things on the lighter side.
Right.
There's always options.
Sure. So what do you got? Let's get out of here. You've got 1 weekend left of your play, Friday, Saturday, matinee, Sunday.
Yes, and if anybody is out there in listener land that has not seen the show and wants to, must go immediately to the website. We have been selling out. It's wildly popular. Word just ripped through the community that this hilarious, inappropriate, musical was a good night's fun. And Coligny Theater, Sea Glass Stage Company, our concessions, we have a little beer and wine. We've got some soda. We're popping popcorn, just like the good old Coligny Theater days. And then we have some other concessions items, just like a movie theater would. So, you know, grab a date, grab some tickets, and come on out.
Very good. Well, I will let you get back to your beauty sleep or beauty rest.
Yes, and you too. Because
I need some as well. And we will reconvene
next
week.
Pump the vitamin
C. Oh, yeah. And DayQuil. Hopefully, we will be recharged, re-energized, and I'm probably going to be rolling through your island, eating and liking here and there a couple of times in the next few days. So I will keep you posted.
Keep me posted. Would love to do that with you.
Very good. All right.
All right.
Have a good week, and we will talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. All right. Have a great week.
See you. Bye.